BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. Israel and the United Arab Emirates have signed a peace treaty that will open the way to normal diplomatic relations between the two. As part of the US-mediated deal, Israel will delay plans to annex more Palestinian land. The Palestinians have rejected the deal. The US says it will temporarily halt all private charter flights to Cuba. It said Cuba was using tourism to finance abuses and interference in Venezuela. The ban takes effect in October. Medical emergency flights and ones for search and rescue purposes are allowed to continue. The Interior Minister in Belarus has apologised to those injured in the 5 days of protests over the disputed presidential election and says he takes full responsibility. President Lukashenko has ordered an inquiry into the mass detention of protesters. President Ashraf Ghani says that freeing hundreds of Taliban militants held by the Afghan government is a threat to the entire world. They're being released as part of peace talks. The government of Cameroon has blamed Anglophone separatists for what it describes as increasing acts of barbarity and horror against civilians. This follows the circulation on social media of videos showing the killing of two women in Cameroon's English-speaking regions. Reports from Yemen say Houthi rebels have killed dozens of Ethiopian migrants and forced thousands of others into Saudi Arabia. The migrants said the Houthis claimed they were infected with coronavirus. The German carmaker Daimler and the US branch of its subsidiary Mercedes-Benz have agreed in principle to settle claims by US regulators and a class action lawsuit linked to the diesel emissions scandal. And scientists say climate change may have been one of the main causes that led to the extinction of the Siberian woolly rhino. BBC News.